how to use these bite-sized homeopathy recordings. If you've ever stared into your home remedy kit, bewildered by all the long names, without any sense of familiarity with the remedies in front of you, then this podcast is for you. When learning about homeopathy for home use, it's useful to have a twofold approach. The first is getting a little bit familiar with the remedies themselves, and this is what my aim is here with these recordings. The second is that you'll also need to come at it on a problem-by-problem basis. For example, just after you've twisted your ankle, or when your child wakes in the night with earache, what you need is in-the-moment guidance from a home prescribing book as to the leading remedies for that problem and how to differentiate and choose the one most likely to help. There are loads of great books for this. So, the idea here with these recordings is not to replace the need for a book on home prescribing, but to increase that background level of familiarity that ultimately helps you make good prescribing decisions. Sometimes, even just with this familiarity, the right remedy will be obvious. And at other times, there'll be a need to get your books out and compare and contrast with other likely remedies. Remember, in homeopathy, we treat the person and their state rather than the presenting complaint or named medical condition. And this is a really important distinction from how conventional medicine works. Therefore, where I have mentioned a particular disorder or condition, that remedy will only be one of a number that have been found useful for that condition. And this is where your home prescribing books come in. So remedies are like old friends. You know them by their personalities and their unique characteristics. And in the same way that we can recognise a friend from the way they walk or the sound of their voice, it's the same with remedies. We need to understand their essential natures and distinctive features. And when we start to get a sense of this, even without remembering all of the minute details, we just get a sense of where the energy is with that remedy. Prescribing becomes a whole lot easier. Remember, remedy descriptions often give extreme versions of the states that you'll see in real life. And while you're not looking to match all the symptoms, you're looking to match the overarching themes and some of the symptoms. I'll talk more about how to select a remedy in a separate recording. I've stuck to a 5-minute time limit for these descriptions, and many of them are much shorter. And I've tried to focus on each remedy's general themes and key indications for home use. I hope you find this a useful resource to use alongside your favourite books on home prescribing.